This is GQDN for Monday, June 10th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. AudibleTrial.com for select group quest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Good drink mixes. Yes. Very good drink mixes. And by Patreon.com for select group quest. Well, the drink mix is 25% off if you use the promo code quest. And by stackup.org. Yeah, I'm a little bit confused. Why? Because Ubisoft's on right now. I do not expect a whole lot from them, at least announcement-wise. So we're going ahead with the show. Because in today's show, we have both PC Gamer and the Xbox Showcase that happened yesterday. Because we begin today with the Xbox Showcase. Because they announced, and this comes to us from Blizzard Watch, the launch date for World of Warcraft. And The War Within will be releasing on August 26th, 2024, with early access starting on August 22nd. So if you have the base edition, well, you will have on the pre-purchase base edition, you have Dragonflight, you have The War Within, and the level 70 character boost. So therefore you can play right away. And the Traitor's Tender 500. The Heroic Edition gets the first three plus 750 Traitor's Tenders. You'll get some flying dynamic access and the upgradable Stormrider's attire training set, if I'm reading that right. The Epic Edition gets a lot more. Beta access for The War Within, 30 days free game time, and some other things as well. So yes, there's indeed all of that. So that was indeed announced. But what else was announced? Well, they did a deep dive on Call of Duty Black Ops 6. If you want to see that, that is on the Xbox YouTube channel. So you can go check that out. Then they went over to Doom and they showed the first official trailer of Doom the Dark Ages. Now, I should go back a bit. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 will be released on October 25th. It will come to almost all of the platforms, all except for Nintendo. Doom the Dark Ages will be coming in next year sometime. And in that trailer, you could be riding a dragon in Doom. Now, if you like State of Decay, well, State of Decay 3 is now coming. And that looks like to be sometime next year. Dragon Age The Veilguard did have its official trailer as well. And that will be coming sometime this year. Starfield Shattered Space, yes, that expansion was revealed as well. And that will be coming fairly soon, but no official date was announced. And then Fallout 76 did show up there as well. Of course, because this was the Bethesda block, and they showed the new update, Skyline Valley, and that's where you could play as a ghoul early next year, and you could be in the Appalachia Mountains as well, and that comes out June 12th, and if you got Game Pass, you'll have it then. Expedition 33 was next, and that is a game from Sandfall Interactive, and that is where you'd be in a role-playing game where you want to save humanity from destruction. That'll be out next year. If you like a talking fish, then maybe you like South of Midnight. I'm not kidding, because they showed the gameplay trailer for that, and you gotta talk to a fish. The gameplay did look pretty good to me, but that's just my thoughts about it. But that will be coming next year as well. Now, if you were looking for Metal Gear Solid, the Snake Eater, that is coming to Xbox as well. But there was no release date for the game. So I would suspect 2025 to 2026. The Sea of Thieves 13 season will be available on July 25th. And that's where you will become an evil pirate on the high seas. You get to be the villain. Arr! Okay. Then there was Flintrock. The Seas of Dawn, and that was with some slaying action with a RPG, and that'll be coming on July 18th, and it'll be up on the Xbox consoles. And on PC there as well. Windows PC. The Age of Mythology did show up there as well and is retold, so it's a remake. So if you like that game, it'll be coming out September 4th on Xbox Series X and Windows PC. Perfect Dark, another RPG, was also shown with some gameplay to it, but there was no release date. If you're into Diablo, they also talked about the Vessel of Hatred, showed a brand new trailer, and you should be ready for it, because that's the opening cinematic trailer that they showed. And yeah, no release date. No exact release date. It'll come out this October. At least they didn't say the release date there. Fable showed up next, and all they showed was a trailer for that one, but that will be coming out probably in 2025. Then they showed up with Fragpunk, which is a 5-on-5 shooter, and that'll be coming out next year as well. The Winter Burrow, that's where you play as a little mouse, and you have to rebuild your former home. Then there was a game trailer for Mixtape, and that is a bit of a story that is told through music. That'll come out next year. Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 showed up as well, and they showed a lot of planes. So if you like to fly, you can go fly on November 19th. The Elder Scrolls Online, all a part of the Gold Road, had a trailer too, and they'll be coming out June 18th. Then they moved on to Life is Strange, Double Exposure, where if you played the first one, you're back to be playing Max Caulfield, and now she has to save her friend. You'll be going from, according to the cinematic, one reality to another, back and forth. That'll be coming to Windows PC and Xbox Series X on October 29th. And then they showed Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. There's still no official release date to it, but it's still expected to be out on Windows PC and Xbox Series X in 2024, sometime this year. Then we saw another trailer for Mecha Break. That'll be coming out this August. Then Wuchang the Fallen Feathers, and that will be set in the Ming Dynasty, late Ming Dynasty. So you get to play like that, and that'll be released on the Xbox Game Pass next year. And then there is Avowed. We know of this game, and this is how the game was explained during the trailer. Quote, explore the living lands, a mysterious island filled with adventure and danger. As an envoy of Aedir, you are sent to investigate rumors of a spreading plague with secrets that threatens to destroy everything. It comes this year. Then we saw a trailer for Adam Fall, and that'll come sometime next year on PC and Series X. And then we saw another trailer for Assassin's Creed Shadows. That's going to be on everything November 15th. Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, did have his Xbox Spotlight, and that will be released on September 5th. By the way, that comes from the GSC Game World from Ukraine. And then we saw a trailer of Gears of War E-Day. That was their last thing, and it does look like Gears of War. There is no release date just yet, so 2025 to 2026. But they also showed, according to Ars Technica, the Xbox Series X with no disc. So this will be the digital edition, which will support 1 terabyte of storage, along with the Xbox Series S type of Robot White color scheme. That will be in select markets for about $450, 500 euros, and that is $50 less than the current Xbox Series X, which right now is on sale for $450. Now, this console was leaked last September, and that was a part of the FTC's case against Microsoft and Activision merger, but it is now out there. So, we shall see what happens with that. But after the showcase, Phil Spencer said that, according to GameSpot, Xbox thought that they should have had a handheld, and they should have. That's what he said. So, he was talking to IGN, and this was a part of IGN Live, and he did say that the interviewer would also have to speak to Sarah Bond, which is the president of Xbox, on that issue. And that's why he is saying that it was pretty awesome, because there'll be different factors in the hardware. So that could be there too. But the PC Gaming Show did have their little reveal showcase going on as well. And they hit their 10th anniversary. So congratulations to them. And here is what they have revealed, which is quite a few things. So I'll just hit a few of them. They did start with Among the Wild, then they hit with Starbirds, Lauren Vale, Hell Abbey, Streets of Rogue 2, Wonder Stars, Southfield, Steel Seed, Fallen Aces, Stormgate, Mars Tactics, Toads of the Bayou, Submarine 6, All Systems Dance, Fumes, Sulfur, Phantom Line, Killing Floor 3, Copa City, Tempopo, Last Moon, Hyper Beast, Level Zero Extraction, Battle Aces, they had a big deep dive on that one, Dream School, Unreal 2, Space Station 14, Odinfall, Core Keeper, No More Room in Hell 2, Drug Stealer Sim, The Deadly Path, Inferno, Hope and Fear, Death Spirit, Crescent Country, Cat Quest 3, Crush House, which we've seen that before, Star Trucker, Flint Rock, The Siege of Dawn, 83, Mullet Madjack, Screenbound, which showed up again, Hotel Galactic, Still Wakes the Deep, Streets of Fortuna, Every Day We Fight, Stormforge, which that I believe was the former Blizzard devs that worked on StarCraft, Worship, Gunboat God, and that is that. We shall see what games will come to us. And we'll talk about Ubisoft Forward tomorrow, because we'll see what comes of that, because that's going to be more of the deep dives into gameplay. So, with that, I will bid you all adieu for today. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024, all rights are reserved. I do hope that there were no audio issues with the show. We will find out soon in editing. So, we'll talk to you again tomorrow, no matter what. Until then, go play some games, people.